What's going on, guys? This is Joey with CrowdPayXD. All right, today we're dissecting stream quality has been automatically lowered because the internet connection was not fast enough. My internet connection is not fast enough. That's stupid. I spend like $150 a month on internet. Well, that's dumb. Hopefully you can hear me. If you can you do me a favor and just type something up and says, hello? Kumbaya, how's it going? It'd be nice to know if you can even hear me. Anyways, today we're going over a fight scene. So we got a cool video we saw someone posted, and we get tagged in like every other fight video ever. I think I've seen thousands of videos all put together. One of the reasons why I look at them so much is not because I like to see people get beat up. Actually, I hate it. It makes me sick to my stomach. But it's so we can analyze these fights and really figure out what people do in a fight. A lot of times, students come to us because they don't really know how to fight, and they don't know what they're going to do if they ever get into a fight. Now, our job is to give them the tools and to tell them, this is what happens when you get in a fight. Here's how you solve the problem. Here's how you get out of the situation. Here's how you survive. And here's the most easy way to do it. Like I said in my rant video, we aren't the best at everything. If you want to learn boxing, go to boxing school. If you want to learn jiu-jitsu, go to jiu-jitsu school. If you want to learn effective self-defense, go to Krav Maga. So one of the things we do is all of our defenses are most, I'd say 90% of them, especially in the lower levels, are built off of natural reactions. So if your body naturally does something, we use that thing it does as part of the defense. So instead of telling someone on their first that's been training for 3 months or 2 months or a month or a week to say, hey, you know, we're going to make you do something completely unnatural if you ever get attacked, and hopefully you remember how to do it if you get attacked, and your recall happens instantaneously, and you just remember how to be Bruce Lee. It's not going to happen. So we teach people things that they already are going to do. We just modify that to make it more efficient. So let's check out. We have a video. I'm going to switch over to Handy Dandy Facebook, which you're already on. So it's kind of funny that you're watching Facebook through my Facebook live while I'm on Facebook and you're on Facebook. So lots of things going on. We're going to go to Facebook here. Hopefully, oh, you can't see my desktop. How do I change that? Uh-oh, that's going to be irritating. Let me see if I can share my screen here. Oh, you don't see my windows. Bear with me for a second. I'm trying to fix this here. So current applications, yes. Screen, okay, I have to unlock my screen. Yes, no, don't zoom. Current show, Safari. Yes, I did it. I'm a master of all things because I could do this. Okay, so check out this video here. So check it out again. See what's going on here. This guy gets out of the car. He has something in his hands. We don't know if it's a knife. We don't know if it's a stick, a katana, a weapon of any kind. It could be a tampon. We have no idea what it is. But check out his posture. Downward stabs towards the chest. Okay. So you see the attacker, right? Downward stabs. Okay. Now, we want to look at the defender. So see what the guy in the orange does. Watch his hands. Watch how he reacts here. Oops, sorry. Hands go up. Both hands go up and try to stop the stab. And the other hand is pretty much going to his chest. So he's moving backwards and his hands are going up towards the weapon. Oh, I can't pause it. So his, you can't see it. I wish I had a slow-mo feature on here. Ooh, that was a good one. So the guy's left hand is trying to go towards the weapon, and his right hand is trying to push the guy away or stop him. Come on. Ugh. So you see that his reaction is he's doing a couple things. He's moving backwards and retreating. His hands are flying up. Sadly, he's not being effective. He's getting stabbed or hit multiple times. But you can see that he wants to do something. He wants to go forward. What he's not doing is attacking. Now, as if you train Krav Maga, you know that is like our favorite thing to do. So let me go back here. Now that's, this is the wrong one. So, okay, SD cam, switch it over here. Perfect. No, it's not perfect. Why? Guys, I apologize. I'm having some very big technical difficulties today. Okay, so as you see, the attacker is coming in, and he's stabbing downwards towards the chest. The defender is jumping backwards, and his hands are flying up. So he's trying to stop the weapon. He's also like pushing away with the right hand. So the left hand's kind of going towards the weapon. The right hand's kind of going towards the person. And he's kind of doing this. Very common. We call it the victim pose. Now imagine when I used to work at the hospital, when people came in and they'd have bruises all over their arms. And it's because they're doing this. And they get cuts and bruises because they're being a victim. Okay. Now that is a common thing. Now let's look at a couple more things here. If you look at the guy, can you see me? I don't think you can. Man, I'm having so many issues today. So two, desktop. Okay, if you look at the guy here, look at the attacker. Watch what he's, look at his feet. How wide his stance is. That is like Christmas for a Krav Maga practitioner. The second you see someone with a stance like that, all we want to do is just attack, attack, attack. So his feet are wide, hands are up, he's stabbing down. That's what's happening, okay? Defender's doing this. We did that. We dissected it. Okay, we're done. I'm not going to go over too much more. Hopefully, that guy was not getting stabbed. I didn't see blood, but the guy was making contact, so I'm not sure exactly what he was hitting with. Now, if you look, let's show you my screen again, and let's look at a video we made recently about defending a knife attack. It's actually the same exact attack.
We're talking about knife attacks are straight stabs or downward stabs.
That's the attack that we just saw.
Upward stabs. Now, the one we're working on right now is going to be a downward stab towards the chest. When Jason stabs me, we have to defend, counter, and disengage. As he stabs, I'm taking this type of victim pose and turn it into an attack. We're going to notice when he stabs, I'm striking his wrist. At the same time, instead of this, we're going in and we're punching. So I'm trying to hit towards the throat or the chin to cause maximum damage. The throat causes less distance because it'll get hit and then it'll start to crumble because it can't breathe. The chin causes a lot more distance because it makes their head go back and their weight go back. Step one, block, punching, top two knuckles, trachea. Now, he stabs. When we're done, we have a couple options. We're going in, multiple strikes, or we're going to disengage. So he strikes, I hit a couple times, and I back out. Your job is to attack that person.
Okay, so the idea behind this video that you just watched is us demonstrating what we teach people to do if they are being attacked. Very similar to the attack that we just saw. Oops, my I'm still... How do I turn this off? Man, I'm just dying today. I'm having a terrible time trying to figure out how to run this system. So you see, what's happening is we're training people to do the same thing that that guy in the orange shirt was doing, which is this. But we're turning this into an attack. So this hand goes out to defend the knife. Instead of shielding, it's attacking the knife. The other hand, instead of pushing or holding them back, it's attacking a throw. So you see how we're trying to take that natural reaction that people are already doing and we're turning it into a reaction that is more beneficial to you. Now, because that guy had his legs open too, that is like bonus points. Imagine you just attack the guy attacking you. You hit him in the chin, you hit him in the throat. He can't breathe very well. His stab didn't work out. Imagine a nice good kick right up into the groin and how effective that's going to be. And then imagine just keep going. You kick him in the groin. He bends down, you kick him in the knee, you break his knee possibly, you disengage, you get out of there, you get some space. So the idea is that we are trying to take those things and utilize them for our best interest. Now, attacks with stabbing, punches, and haymakers, they're all very similar. They all have the same type of reaction, so we have the same kind of solution for it. So that's it, guys. I wanted to shoot a very quick, I was trying to get under 10 minutes, and we're at 9 minutes and 30 seconds. Oh, yeah. So if you want to learn how to do some Krav Maga, just go to KravClass.com. I was using the URL from another business I run. Go to KravClass.com. We'll teach you all this stuff. You'll actually learn this technique in the fundamentals program. So you'll learn that within the first month. So you already have all this stuff done. If you want to check it out, go to KravClass.com. Check it out. Love to have you. But I'm actually off to go teach some Krav classes right now at Krav Maga XD. Take care, guys. Bye.